Our survival brains control anxiety. Imagine being one of the shoppers rushing to your local supermarket at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Your goal? Fill your cart with as much toilet paper as possible. But what are you thinking as you grab yeast, rice, and enough baked beans to last a year? Probably not much. When you're anxious, your rational thinking stops. Instead, you act on your basic survival instincts, which evolved to keep you safe. In this case, the threat was COVID-19, and the survival strategy for many was buying toilet paper. Humans have two brain parts that evolved at different times. The old part includes the autonomic nervous system, which handles basic survival responses. For example, if early humans faced a saber-toothed tiger, their fight, flight, or freeze reactions would kick in, helping them survive. About a million years ago, another brain part developed, the prefrontal cortex. This area is responsible for planning, reasoning, and predicting. It helps you find patterns and adjust your behavior based on past experiences. The link between anxiety and uncertainty during the pandemic. Anxiety happens when the prefrontal cortex lacks enough information to predict outcomes. The start of the COVID-19 pandemic was a perfect storm for anxiety due to so much uncertainty. Questions like, will we find a vaccine? And, are asymptomatic people spreading the virus created confusion? Even experts like health professionals were unsure at first. Anxiety comes from your survival instincts, but doesn't serve a useful evolutionary purpose. Unlike fear, which would make you run from a saber-toothed tiger, anxiety just keeps you awake at night, imagining scenarios where the tiger catches you. How can you stop feeling anxious? Trying to talk or reason your way out of it usually doesn't work, especially during a panic attack. Anxiety and stress shut down your rational thinking. To manage anxiety, you need to learn to rewire your survival brains. Anxiety and worry can become habitual. When you think of addiction, do you picture people using heroin in doorways or gamblers losing all their money on slot machines? These common images make addiction seem rare or only linked to extreme cases. However, addiction is actually a part of everyone's daily life. Think about that extra pair of shoes you bought even though you're low on cash. Or how you can't stop scrolling through social media even when you have an assignment due. Or how you can't stop worrying even though it makes you anxious. Yes, worry is also an addiction, a habit you can't break even though it feeds our anxiety and harms our well-being, the temporary escape of worrying. Like all addictions, worrying offers a brief escape from tough feelings. When you feel anxious, it's uncomfortable, so you start worrying about it. You imagine worst-case scenarios or plan ways to get rid of the feeling. Worrying seems helpful because it feels like you're solving a problem, but usually you're just wasting time. Worrying only distracts you from the original negative emotion. This distraction feels better to your brain than the tough feeling, giving a temporary sense of relief. Our brains have a reward system from ancient times that helped us survive. For instance, when a cave person finds nutritious food and eats it, their brain releases dopamine, making them feel good. This made them remember where they found the food and encouraged them to do it again. Similarly, if worrying gives your brain temporary relief, it will make you worry whenever you're anxious. This becomes a habit that you can't control. However, worrying makes you even more anxious, creating a vicious cycle that harms your well-being. Grasp habit psychology to break destructive patterns. John seemed to have a drinking problem. Every night, he drank 6 to 8 shots of whiskey, passed out, and repeated the cycle the next evening. After examining his habits, John realized his anxiety was driving his drinking. He drank to escape his stress about work, but drinking only worsened his situation. He was caught in a harmful cycle called a habit loop. By mind mapping his habit loops, John gained a clearer understanding of his mind and perspective on his life. The first step in understanding your anxiety is to map out your habit loops. Identify situations that trigger anxiety or difficult feelings and note how your brain reacts to soothe or distract you. Do you get angry or escape into Netflix? What results from these actions? List as many habit loops as possible. This discovery process can be exciting, making you feel like you understand your motivations and blind spots. However, avoid the urge to immediately fix or change these habits, as this impulse can become a habit loop itself. This is why people get hooked on self-help books. Change habit loops. To change your habits, you need to get rid of old, ineffective methods. For instance, using willpower to stop comfort eating doesn't work consistently. This is because stress shuts down the brain's reasoning part, which controls impulses. Replacing a bad habit with a better one doesn't work for everyone. Similarly, trying to control habits by changing your environment, like not keeping ice cream in the house to avoid binge eating, is also ineffective. These methods don't change the habit itself, they just distract you. Habits are deeply rooted in our brains, so to change them, you need to change how you think about them. Mindfulness helps break patterns of anxiety. Imagine waking up each day and having to relearn how to eat breakfast or use your phone, with your memory wiped clean overnight. Life would be unbearable. Luckily, our brains commit behaviors to muscle memory, allowing us to perform tasks automatically. A 2010 Harvard University study found that you operate on autopilot about 50% of the time. While this helps us manage daily routines, it also means we lose awareness of our thoughts. This lack of awareness prevents us from stopping bad habits because we don't realize they're happening. The part of the brain that activates when you're on autopilot is called the default mode network, DMN. This part of the brain is active when you're daydreaming or worrying. It also turns on during obsessive or disturbing thoughts. Specifically, these activities activate a part of the DMN known as the posterior cingulate cortex, PCC. The PCC is also activated when people crave something they're addicted to. This kind of obsessive thinking makes it hard to recover from depression and anxiety. By constantly worrying and being hard on ourselves, you create a low mood that reinforces negative thoughts. Break the destructive cycle. How can you break this harmful cycle? One effective way is to stop operating on autopilot. This practice of being aware of our thoughts is called mindfulness. Contrary to popular belief, mindfulness isn't about clearing our minds and becoming Zen masters. It's about recognizing what's in our minds. The author and his team experimented to see if regular meditation and mindfulness training changed people's brains. MRI scans showed that experienced meditators had a much less active DMN, default mode network. They also tested if mindfulness training could help people quit smoking. It turned out that it reduced the activity of the PCC, posterior cingulate cortex, a brain area that fuels obsessive and addictive thoughts. Mindfulness training can help you break your habit loops and reduce anxiety. The next section shows you how to apply it. To change habits, rethink how you view rewards. Imagine you could eat either boiled broccoli or a slice of cream cake. Your brain would likely urge you to pick the cake. This is because the cake has more calories, giving your brain a bigger dopamine reward. Plus, there's an emotional reward since cake is linked with fun, parties, and celebrations. These associations are deeply embedded in our brains, making it tough to choose broccoli over cake. The cake feels more rewarding, and the more rewarding a habit is, the stronger it becomes. Our brains often hold on to old ideas about how rewarding a behavior is. For example, you associate cake with fun and childlike joy. But mindlessly eating cake when you're stressed or sad won't make you feel like a happy kid at a party. Instead, it might give you a brief dopamine boost but leave you feeling cranky and bloated afterward. When you go through life on autopilot, our brains stick to these outdated ideas about rewards. However, by being mindful of our actions, we can reassess what truly brings us satisfaction in the present moment. Question your habits. When you catch yourself smoking or procrastinating, ask, "What am I gaining from this?" Think about the taste of the cigarette and how you feel during and after smoking. Focusing on this experience will likely show that the rewarding behavior isn't very enjoyable. This realization makes the habit easier to break. Strong rewards make habits stronger. If your brain sees the behavior as less rewarding, you'll be less likely to continue it. Remember, this isn't just a mental exercise. It's not about convincing yourself to stop doing something you like. Instead, focus on the reality of the situation and how the actions actually feel. You might find that the enjoyment you thought you had was not real. Develop a caring and understanding attitude. Focusing on your habit loops can be uncomfortable. You've spent years avoiding difficult feelings and distractions. Now, you're giving them full attention and examining them closely. It's even more discouraging if you feel stuck. You know these behaviors don't bring real rewards, so why do you keep doing them? This impatience is natural but not helpful. Remember, you've had these habits for years. They won't disappear overnight. Many people try to change their behavior by being overly critical of themselves. This harsh self-criticism can become a habit. When you try to break old habits, you might think, "I'm such a loser, I can't change," or, "This is never going to work." These negative thoughts can trap you in a cycle of despair, keeping you stuck in survival mode. Instead, try not to take yourself too seriously. Think, "There goes my silly brain again." Remember, your brain is just trying to help by seeking out temporary rewards to avoid difficult feelings. Practice being kind to yourself and understand that these behaviors are your way of coping with stress. Adopt a growth mindset. Remember, failure is part of the journey. It's the best teacher. Researcher Carol Dweck says some people have a fixed mindset, believing their abilities are unchangeable. Others have a growth mindset, believing they can improve with effort. The second group is more resilient and sees mistakes as learning opportunities. When breaking old habits, adopting a growth mindset is key. View everything as a chance to grow. Did you binge after weeks of healthy eating? Good. It reminds you how much better you felt eating well. Feeling restless and frustrated with old habits? Great. It shows your eagerness for change. Curiosity helps reduce your anxiety effectively. Kids go through a phase where they ask about everything they see. Why do cats have long tails? Why do parents drink wine but not kids? They're curious about everything. As adults, we limit our curiosity to finding specific information we need, like how long traffic will last. This is called deprivation of curiosity. Childlike curiosity about everything is called interest-based curiosity, and it's the kind we need to nurture. Interest-based curiosity means loving to learn new things just for fun, without any specific goal. This way of looking at the world keeps you attentive to details and helps you remember new information. Researchers at the University of California, Davis found that curiosity activates dopamine pathways in the brain, linking the reward centers to the hippocampus, the memory part of the brain. Building your natural curiosity is crucial for breaking anxious habits. Next time you feel panicky, try making a loud hum sound, the one you make when you're curious. This sound can shift you into a curious mindset, prompting questions like, "What's happening here?" It might also make you feel a bit silly, which is good because curiosity and playfulness go hand in hand. Accept curiosity during change. Change, even good change, can be tough. Your brain loves certainty. If you've been anxious your whole life, it felt bad, but at least it was familiar. As you break old habits, your brain might get alarmed by the new experiences. That's where curiosity helps. Instead of stressing, use curiosity to observe your feelings and notice your body's responses. Curiosity feels good. Your brain will see curiosity as a BBO, bigger, better offer, more rewarding than constant anxiety. Take it one day at a time to manage anxiety. In Alcoholics Anonymous, participants focus on staying sober one day at a time instead of worrying about lifelong sobriety. They ask, "Can I stay sober today?" Managing anxiety requires a similar method. The future is uncertain, and thinking about how to stop future anxiety can make you anxious now. Instead, ask yourself, "Can I do my mindfulness exercises and stay curious today, or in the next hour?" When you start to feel tense or wonder how you'll get through the day, remember you've developed tools to break tough habits. Trust your abilities and resilience. You might face difficult feelings or even panic attacks, but how you handle them has improved. To tackle anxiety in the moment, lean into it. Use the RAIN method. First, recognize the difficult feelings. Next, accept them and let them be. Then, investigate your body sensations and emotions. Finally, note what's happening and observe yourself. RAIN uses your curiosity to help your brain move out of its anxious state. Benefits of breathing exercises. Breathing exercises are a great way to handle anxiety. Focusing on your breath keeps you grounded in your body instead of overthinking. Slow, deep breaths make you feel calm and signal your brain that you're safe and don't need to be alert. Some days, you might feel like you haven't made any progress and worry you'll always feel anxious. But remember, feeling hopeless and self-critical is just another survival mechanism. Whenever your thoughts start with always or never, recognize it as a signal from your brain. Instead of getting stuck in a cycle of sadness, try focusing on something positive like curiosity, kindness, or even laughing at yourself. You don't have to plan for the whole day or forever. Just ask yourself right now, can you be curious about your feelings and sensations? Great, you've started your journey to overcoming anxiety. Key points. 1. Anxiety shuts down rational thinking, triggering survival instincts. 2. Anxiety arises from uncertainty and lack of information. 3. Worrying is a habitual, unhelpful response to anxiety. 4. Mindfulness can help break anxiety and bad habit cycles. 5. Awareness and curiosity help rewire the brain and reduce anxiety. 6. Questioning habits can reveal their lack of true rewards. 7. Breathing exercises can ground you and signal safety to the brain.